Shut your mouth.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, welcome to the Pantry Podcast, where we serve up Jesus, not junk food. This week we are talking about maturity and mouthiness as a part of our series. So before we get any further, make sure to like, subscribe, share, comment, all the stuff to help this video get out to more people that need to hear more about growing in Christ.
Mouthiness is the word that stuck out to me. So hardcore.
Because it doesn't really work, but it works.
It is like a four-edged sword. Like, there's so many different angles that mouthiness bring in life. And then you learn later that maybe you need to dial those four edges back because your maturity starts to take place. And you're like, what am I really doing here?
Yeah.
Am I being beneficial to any conversation or relationship that I'm engaged in?
Right. Yeah, if you haven't been listening so far, go back 2 weeks to our initial conversation about, are you going to multiply blessing or ruin? And then last week we talked about inspiring or inhibiting. And this week I was sitting there. I remember when I was putting the acronym together and I knew maturity was going to be the M, but I could not figure out an M word for the opposite. But then when it comes down to the power of our words, which is a lot of this, really, our words and our actions, but our words tend to be very influential and impactful, right? Mouthy was just that word where I was like, well, if you're mature, your mouth would not be mouthy. And, you know, you show a lack of maturity when you open your mouth and just let things fly. And it's probably one of the most common ways people show a lack of maturity spiritually, right? Not being able to bridle their tongue. And so the verse that I have for the big question, like, okay, so why does this actually matter to you, right? Is 1 Peter 3:10, for the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies.
Yo, that just put it all in your court. When I say that, the mirror court.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking in reflection court.
Yeah, because I think sometimes we put it all in the Lord's court. And if you're doing that because you want peace, and we're talking about peace later on in this in this series, but if you want to talk about laying all of your concerns at his feet because he gives you peace, sure. But I think sometimes it's because we're immature and we don't want responsibility for our actions. So we say, doesn't matter what I say, Christ is king and he'll sort it out. He'll clean up my Legos that are all over the floor. I don't have to because, you know, Christ is king. And I'm like, wait a second, wait a second. That's a dangerous red flag territory to be in.
Sometimes them Legos just go away.
Yeah, sometimes they just get thrown in a bag and get taken out the room. If you feel us talking about our own life, guys, then you aren't wrong.
You know, but on that note, God does give us, like, beautiful opportunities, and he gives us a lot of grace in a lot of those things, because those Legos didn't just end up in a bag on day one.
Right.
There was plenty of, like, maybe a 2 or 3 week, we're talking about our daughter, a 2 or 3 week lay into that. And then I was just like, I'm done. I've said it, like, for 3 weeks now. That's a lot of grace.
Yeah.
And I went in there and
away in the bag. Went. Right.
And you know what? Kicking and screaming ensued, but out of that came maturity.
Right. Yeah. Right. They don't go out like that anymore. No. You know, they by the end of the day, they are put back where they belong.
Right.
And so I think that that's something we have to remember when we're talking about words being seeds, for example, and this idea of the reaping and the sowing, that immaturity is going to grow more immaturity. It's going to prolong and maintain immaturity. And so one of the biggest things up front, one of the biggest action steps before we even dive in, is stop making an excuse for your immaturity. I don't care how bad your parenting was. I don't care how much the school system failed you. I don't care how many movies in Hollywood glorified the mouthy idiot, right? And made them the cool one that you love because they always got the last word in from the characters you didn't like. I don't care. God says it's bad. And as our pastor said on the Easter service, if your opinions and thoughts don't line up with what God says, instead of amen, amen, you say no, no, no to your words.
That's right.
And you kick them to the curb, right? And so I think that that's one of the biggest things we have to just swallow up front, because otherwise you're making life harder for yourself. across the board. Yeah, right. Jesus is king. Yeah, in the end, you're going to be completely glorified and not and be without sin in an eternal realm. But right now, on this side of life, it's going to be hard because he's not going to just break all the rules of reality that he's put in place just so you can keep being rude.
Mm.
You know, like that's just not how things work.
Yeah, you know, you never want to mistake confident for cocky.
Right.
I think a lot of times people sit there and say, I'm just being confident. And I'm like, no, you're being cocky.
Yeah, it's the heart of the matter here.
It's definitely the heart of the matter. And as we're looking at that,
yeah.
You know, we're looking at like confident versus cocky. We have talked about souffle.
Yes.
So many times.
And we've never really dug into it.
It's
like,
it's just hard. It's just hard. But as a pantry staple, you know, I was trying to think of something that would implant this. And I start thinking about souffles.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell me something.
Different people, different things, but it really does boil down to some specifics.
Mm.
I know this. The mental stance has to be on fire. It has to be up front. If you have a half-hearted and cocky stance, mm-hmm. it's going to fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a wholehearted and confident stance, ooh la la, magnifique, right? It is good. Yeah, I had to go there. Y'all. Oh, sorry. Maybe I didn't pronounce it great. But hey, it was cool.
Right.
If you're going to be confident, also have a heart. It's very important. But when we were looking at how you handle the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
If there's to be stability, right? It's kind of like our life, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's to be stability, good, stable peaks. You know, if you ever whipped eggs, okay? So mm-hmm. if you take egg whites and souffle,
to make
egg
meringue.
Whites, yeah, to make yeah. meringue and that kind of stuff. So you're whipping in and you're yeah. making this meringue and you want to make sure the peaks and it's fluffy and it's good. It's not weak. It's not liquidy. It's not overbeaten.
Mm-hmm.
There's like this perfect spot where you build this
spot.
Egg, right?
Yeah.
But if you get it wrong, right, and you overmix it, it flattens.
Oh, okay.
Or if you undermix it, you don't get the peak.
Right.
And so now, okay, you're
I never
already,
knew what happens if you just keep going because I always stopped. Oh, I was like, I can't go right. any further.
Perfect, right? Or you cook them.
Oh.
See?
Oh, that's right. Because yeah. if you shake them enough and beat them
yes.
up enough, they get hot and they cook. Oh.
And it'll fell and the souffle will not be all that it was cracked up to be.
Mm.
And that's just how it works. But see, take a closer look at how you handle the eggs, how you handle the conversation, how you handle your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you underwater? Are you underbeating or overbeating?
Mm, right.
You've got to
right.
be in this beautiful area where you're confident and not cocky, but you can also talk truths. You can talk with people. You can have mm-hmm. real conversations, but you have to really be careful that you don't cross that line into mouthiness.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
And so as we look at that, right?
That's good.
And then baking. This is another aspect, right? Temperature, time. Look, if you don't know how far to bake it, the temp to bake it, look, you won't know where to stop.
Mm.
Also, another thing that this comes from is lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been noticing is that people who get really cocky or you know, instead of confident,
mm-hmm.
it's a lack of confidence, and then it all of a sudden exudes itself in cockiness.
Yeah, it's like an overcompensation.
Right. Huge overcompensation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's a really good real world example of how across the board, the Lord's laws kind of apply whether you're baking a souffle or dealing with people. The same basic distilled down principles apply. You need wisdom.
Right.
And he says that he willingly gives that wisdom to anyone who asks. He says, yes, of course, because fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm.
And so clearly, if you're asking him for more wisdom, you know, he's willing to give you more. And I just want us to quickly right. define
yeah.
the
yeah,
maturity
cool.
and
that's
the mouthiness
cool.
in the form of scripture. Mouthiness, Colossians 3:8. But now you must put them. Oh, well, why can't I say verb? I mean, verses today.
Know.
I don't know. Colossians 3:8. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Right, all of those things out of your mouth. And you know, the cockiness can sometimes come out where you're just so prideful. You're so caught up in yourself. Or you're so caught up in convincing other right. people that you have it together when you know you don't, but you feel like you just gotta like fake it till you make it. But not in a way that's like humble and realistic, but in this way where you need them to feel less than while you feel bigger and greater than, right? Mm. Whereas maturity in 1 Corinthians 14:20, it says, brothers, do not be children in your thinking, be infants in evil, but in your thinking, be mature. And to expound on that, Ephesians 4, 14 and 15, so that we may no longer be children. And here's how they define the children that they're saying the immaturity kind of lies in. It says, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Instead of being like children who are immature, right? Be mature, right? And here's how it defines that. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. And so I think that that's that sweet spot, because you can overcompensate. I see so many people who maybe they were cocky, but then they got convicted. And now they look like floppy, soggy, lukewarm, whatever, like they can't stand up for themselves when something is wrong, because they don't know how to not be cocky when they stand up for themselves. So instead they just don't stand up for themselves, and a whole other batch of problems comes their way. Right. Or the opposite happens, where, you know, you felt weak, you were convicted that you never stood up, so now you're just this person who just blows horns and trash talks anyone who doesn't know the truth and looks down on them and makes them feel small. Because you're trying to convince yourself that you have the truth and that they're just idiots for not having it. Whereas there's that sweet spot where you love and you figure out what that means. And that is part of this, the tough walk of being a Christian, is figuring out how to not be that jerk for Jesus, right? But also not be that floppy fish.
Yeah, that carries over into just not just in our faith and our knowledge in the Word of God, but in our relationships, in our lives. I mean, come on. I mean, it's out there. Michelle and I have an age gap between us. And one of the things I had to walk in with is, I don't know it all.
Yeah.
But I do know enough.
Amen.
Right? Amen. And so it's like I had to really weigh when I would talk or weigh, and I still do, and when I don't. And sometimes I get right, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I get the perfect temperature, the perfect peaks, the perfect amount of time, right? Uh-huh. It solidifies perfectly. It doesn't fall, doesn't fluff. And then sometimes, man, I just get, man, I'm at 350 and I should have been at 425.
Right.
You know, and it just goes in. But maturity and how we think, how we respond, how we act, the right techniques is so important. It's what brings the wins. It's what brings wins in our lives. I love the Proverbs 31, even though it's referring, you know, everybody goes, Proverbs 31, the woman, right? But Proverbs 31, 26 said, when she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. I don't care, men, that this was spoken about the Proverbs 31 wife, right? This is spoken in general, because the Bible carries this thought in so many other ways, right? Proverbs 26:20 says, fires go out without wood. So this is that balance, right? They go out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. Mm-hmm. It's really cool that you can have a fire, right, but not carry it over into gossip.
Right.
It's like, you got to have wood for the fire. Look, Holy Spirit fire. Come on. You got to have that word. You got to have that fire. You got to have all the right ingredients so that you're like, but you're also humble at the same time.
Yes.
And I think that as we continue this, and we look at mouthiness that brings fails, right? And you look at verse like Proverbs 12:18 that says, there is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Mm-hmm. Man, we can get this completely wrong, or we can get this completely right. You can take a souffle to the table that looks beautiful, or you can take a disaster.
Right, right. You know, when you were talking about the age difference and how you were going back and forth on like how to have enough experience and not just be wielding like that experience around and like lording it over, I felt the opposite in that like I knew I was younger, but I still knew some stuff.
Right.
I knew I haven't lived life that long, but I was like, so how do I not become that cocky person that tries to overcompensate and convince that I know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, trying to earn being taken seriously. Right. And both of those tend to happen when you're unstable in your identity in Christ, or when you're in waters that are new to you, you try to overcompensate, you know. And I think that even raising Kalia, you know, when I'm in the Word, when I'm breathing, when I'm letting the Lord be my peace, I'm able to deliver instructions and really sit there with patience and help her learn something. And if I don't, you know, the seeds I plant can be ones that make her afraid to try or afraid to fail, which is very detrimental. Those seeds grow in someone's life for the rest of their life.
Right.
You know, I look at my own childhood and the childhood of tons of people I know, where I hear the stories that we all still remember. And some of them, all of them are very formative. Right? It's why we still remember these stories. But some of them are the ones that instilled values and hope and things that were encouraging in our lives. And others that were probably carelessly thrown out because of a lack of maturity in our parents or in teachers in the moment, a moment of weakness, they stay with us still. And we have to battle them now and figure out how to be confident anyway,
right,
how to try something knowing we're not good at it, because it's going to be hard for a while until we get good at it. And I think that that's why it's worth it so much,
right,
to sit with the action step. That's Ephesians 4:1 that you
right.
had.
How to move the dial, right?
Mm-hmm.
How to get that into that right temperature range.
Right.
And I'm going to bullet point this. But look, Ephesians 4:1, this is how you move it. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Okay, cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Walk in humility, gentleness, patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's how you move that dial.
Mm-hmm. I really think that the eagerness to maintain peace and unity is a really big key to not being mouthy. Because when your desire flips from wanting to prove yourself, defend yourself, or knock someone down, because really that's why you're being mouthy. That's your desire. That's why that comes out. But if your desire is unity and peace, and that's what you truly, truly want, different words come out of your mouth. And your impulses change. And so, you know, that's what we want to leave you with this week to marinate on until next week. So remember that you can like and subscribe. Once again, you can also check out thepantrypodcast.com. Check the vault. We're about 4 years in last week to this podcast.
Wow.
So we have plenty of episodes for you guys to look through. So until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you're fed a good meal, remember to follow the show on your favorite platform. The Pantry Podcast is also honored to be featured on Spark Radio and is part of Spark Network on KHCB's Uplifted Stream.